Welcome to the weekly podcast from the Church of England. In this week's programme, we find out more about the Meissen Commission, an ecumenical programme between English and German churches. And we also find out how the Pilgrim course is going 2 years after it was launched. But first, with the sentencing of Bishop Peter Ball this week, the Archbishop of Canterbury has announced an independent review into the way the allegations of sex abuse were dealt with. The lead bishop on safeguarding for the Church of England is Paul Butler.
The reason for holding a review is to determine whether or not there was a cover-up. We hear that concern, and that's why we want to get people in to look and say, was it cover-up? Was it mismanaged? Was it actually done as well as could have been expected by the standards of 1992-93? That's the reason for review, to find out the answer.
Could something like this happen now?
I sincerely hope it wouldn't happen now. It is deeply shameful what happened, and it would be deeply shameful if it ever happened again. Our systems are much more robust and very different from what they were in 93, so it should not be possible.
What has changed in terms of safeguarding that would protect young men, as in this case, or indeed young women, from sex abuse by members of the clergy?
You can never guarantee 100%, that needs to be said. That having said, the policies are different. There's a new training regime come in. There's a much greater awareness around. We have full-time safeguarding advisors in dioceses. We have independently chaired panels in dioceses. We have a national safeguarding panel. The laws changed. There's a vast raft of changes that have been made, which mean it's a very, very different climate.
What would you say to survivors, particularly the victims of Peter Ball?
I am deeply sorry for them, and we want to continue to stand with them and applaud them, as I say, for the courage that they've shown in speaking out and continuing to speak out.
And you can hear a longer interview with Bishop Paul Butler on the Church of England SoundCloud page. Visitors from German churches spent last weekend in Liverpool as part of the annual Meissen Commission. The Bishop of Leeds, Nick Baines, explains more about the group.
Well, I've been the Anglican co-chair of the Meissen Commission since 2007, and this is a commission that brings together the Church of England with the Evangelische Kirche in Deutschland, that's the Protestant Church in Germany. And we work on a five-year basis. We meet once a year in either country, Germany or England. This time we're meeting in England, and we've brought the commission to Liverpool. The reason being that we've been following the German Reformation year themes. Last year was politics, we were in Berlin, we went to the Bundestag and so on. This time it's on the Reformation and image, and we've sort of twisted that into media. How do we as churches relate to the media, particularly the BBC in this case? So we've come over to Media City to get an introduction to how that works. You learn about your own culture when you look through the lens of another culture. So for the Germans, being exposed to the BBC raises questions about how they see the church's engagement with media in Germany, but also listening to their questions and their language, we then begin to see how we are in a different way.
My name is Susanne Breit-Kessler. I'm a bishop from Bavaria, and I'm here for the Meissen Commission for the very first time. It's absolutely new for me, and I always love it to come to Great Britain. And we have some sessions here to discuss the problems of the churches and the problems of the society today. In Germany, I have a very big diocese with 2 million inhabitants and 550,000 Protestants, and I'm the head of this. Now the church in Germany has to face really big problems with our refugees. We have to solve this problem together, and we have to care for them. We expected this year 500,000, and 1 million came. For example, we have a town in the south, in my diocese, where every day 90 young people are coming without their parents. They have no companionship. They are alone. and they come after they went 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years through all countries to come finally to Germany, and they have had some bad experiences, very bad experiences, even the boys, and we have to care for them, and we have a sort of partnership with them. We put them into families, that they have a real home, that they feel home and can work with her bad experiences. That's very important.
I'm Robert Jones. I'm the Archdeacon of Worcester. I've been in the Worcester Diocese as a priest all my ministry, and for most of that I've been involved with links between parishes in Worcester, Worcester Diocese, and in Germany, in different parts of Germany. From our diocese, we twin with Magdeburg, which is in the former East Germany, so part of the Eastern Bloc, and it's very interesting going over there, because now there's a mixture of people from East Germany and West who live in Magdeburg, and those who came from the West never really quite cottoned on what it was like in the East, and sometimes when the East Germans were telling us the story, they were actually for the first time telling it to their West German neighbours, and that was because we were there. So a lot of things can happen from partnership. For example, I think parishes, like I was in a parish, a very tough parish, a council estate, who didn't think they had a lot to give. We went to Germany to a parish over there, having had them come to us, and they were amazed how the German guests, we love coming to you, your worship was so warm, you had so much to give us. So actually going somewhere else at that local personal level was actually a gift to our congregation. We realised we had something to give as well as to receive. That's part of partnership. So I was drawn from parish partnerships into the diocesan partnership, trying to, at that level, link the Diocese of Worcester and with the church in Magdeburg. And we send people to each other's events, for example, ordinations, synods. And it's quite powerful just to have somebody physically there, dressed differently, a minister wearing the robes. It's just a reminder at each of those events the church is bigger than your bit of church.
The Pilgrim Course celebrates its second anniversary this month. It gives people the opportunity to explore discipleship. One of the authors is the Bishop of Sheffield, Stephen Croft.
We're here in St Martin's in the Bullring in the middle of Birmingham to explore with a group of people who've come how they might use Pilgrim in their own churches in the future to nurture the faith of new Christians and grow disciples, and also how they have been using it over the last 2 years. It's great to hear so many signs of God at work and so many churches making a fresh commitment to grow disciples.
Well, I've run the Pilgrim Course 3 times now. With the same group, and it's been an amazing experience in the way that the people who've done the course have grown. At the very beginning there was one lady who wouldn't read anything out loud. By the end of the course she was reading so confidently, and we were all so proud of her. There was another lady who didn't want to share anything about her own experience, but by the end of the course felt confident to actually relate the Lectio Divina to her life. I guess my best bit, my most exciting news is that 2 of the people have since become church wardens. All of the group were confirmed, and I think Pilgrim is fabulous. I'm really looking forward to starting a new group. My group that have done the 3 sessions have now decided to start their own group. And they're going to self-facilitate starting next week.
What I found most helpful in my church is using the Pilgrim Course with the way of reading the Bible, which forms the sort of central part of the course. Each session has a prayerful reading of a passage of the Bible, which is done in such a way that people can share how it speaks to them. So it's about the Bible reading us as well as us reading the Bible.
Pilgrim has been developed by the Church of England, but somebody who is not a member of the Church of England, I found it really very helpful as well. I've used it with a group of people in a church of another tradition, and they've warmly welcomed this approach to deepening discipleship. In particular, people really valued the Lectio Divina approach to using biblical material, and just slowly and deliberately chewing over biblical texts and then exploring those and applying what they meant to their lives, they've proved to be particularly helpful in using Pilgrim.
At our church, we've been looking at a number of different courses that we could use to help people engage with their discipleship. And we tried a few of the normal ones that everyone knows about, and they were useful, but culturally not really where we were at. So we decided we'd have a go at the Pilgrim course. We're now into our third booklet on that. The courses are being run on Wednesday afternoons and Thursday evenings, and we're getting two different groups of people coming to those. And they're all finding that they're learning a lot more about what they actually believe in, rather than just getting the very basics of their faith. They're able to engage with it and discuss it and go deeper.
It's wonderful to hear many stories of how Pilgrim is being used, the effect that it's having on people's lives, and how it's beginning to transform them as they're starting to become much more serious about discipleship.
Another Pilgrim author, Paula Gooder, talking about the course. And if you want to find out more about Pilgrim, you can go to the website www.pilgrimcourse.org. That's it for this week's podcast. I'm Gillian Moody. Thanks for listening.